Hello, Mums. Happy Mother's Day. As it's Mother's Day, I'm going to introduce what I have to say by reading a passage from the Old Testament. It's found in 1 Samuel chapters 1 and 2. The first reading is in chapter 1. You probably know the story quite well, but I'll read it to you again. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come, after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel. Verse 24, and when she had weaned him, she brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh and brought the child to Eli, who was the high priest in Israel at that time. And she said, O my Lord, I am the woman who stood praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted my petition which I asked of him, so I am dedicating him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he will belong to the Lord. Now over in chapter 2, verse 18 we read, and Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year, and the child Samuel grew and was in favour both with the Lord and also with men. And then in chapter 3, verse 2, we read, and it came to pass one night Eli, who was now almost blind, was sleeping in his own room, and before the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel had laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran to Eli and said, here am I, for you call me. And he said, I call not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you did call me. And he answered, I call not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you did call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you again, that you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears. Well, today is Mother's Day, and I would like to extend my best wishes to all the mothers present. We all know, of course, that Mother's Day has been commercialized, but I'm sure we all agree, commercialization or not, mothers still deserve a special day in the year devoted to them. It's often said, there's no love like the love of a mother. And that's true. And I'm sure that most of you here today, if not all of us, have fond memories of a mother. Motherhood, of course, is something I can't speak about. I don't have the qualifications. But I am a father. And as a father, I know what it's like to love my children. But somehow, I don't think it's quite like the love of a mother, because of the birth process, there's a bond between a mother and a child that no man can understand. Over the years, I've spent a lot of time counselling younger people who got into trouble with the police, and this has often brought me in contact with the parents. And I can remember time and time again when a son or a daughter went wrong, sometimes the father would wipe his hands of them. But very rarely the mother. The mother will stick with their boy or girl through thick or thin. You know, there's a story told of a young man who committed a terrible crime, which not only sent him to jail for 20 years, but brought tremendous disgrace on his mum and dad. Soon after he began to serve his sentence, he heard that his father had died and his mother was left alone. And that was the last communication he had with anyone for 20 years. You see, the prison system 100 years ago was not as humane as it is today. Anyway, the time of his release drew near after 20 years, and he was allowed to write a letter to his mother. And he wrote something like this. He said, "Dear Mum, I'm coming home. At least I want to come home. I know now that you're an old lady in your 80s, and after what I've done, maybe you don't want me to come home. Maybe you can't forgive me for what I've done. So I'll tell you what. You know the railway line that passes our home? You remember that tree I used to play on when I was a little boy? If you have forgiven me and I'm welcome home, would you please put a white sheet over one of the branches nearest the railway line? And if I see it, I'll get off at the next station and I'll come home." Well, the prisoner was now a middle-aged man, and apprehensively he boarded the train, not knowing if he would be welcome home. All through the night the train travelled on, and the next morning he began to see the countryside that was familiar to him, and after another hour or so he knew the train was getting near his mother's house. For a while he was too scared to look to see if there was a white sheet on the tree. And then he knew that he had to have the courage to have a look. And you know what? There wasn't one sheet hanging from a tree. The whole tree was covered in white sheets. That is typical of the love of a mother. And so he was able to get off at the station and go home. Now this morning we've read a story about a mother and her son. A story that tells us so much about the relationship between a mother and her children. It's been said that we have here one of the loveliest stories in the whole of the Old Testament, and I think you may agree. Because what we have here is a mother who wanted all that was best in life for her child. But what we also have is a child responding to that love by dedicating his life to God. And I would pause here for a moment to thank God for all the mothers here today who want their children to have the right start in life by encouraging them to come to Sunday school, to learn about God sending his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. The Bible says to teach a child and to bring a child up in the way he or she should go is the most important thing a parent can do. And this is what Hannah did. She took her son Samuel to the house of God where he could learn about God. But then, of course, we read there came a time when God himself spoke to Samuel, and Samuel himself had to respond. So let's stop here a moment so I can say something to all the boys and girls here this morning. Are you listening? Jesus loves you. Did you know that? Jesus loves you. Never forget that, will you? And just as he called Samuel, so he is calling you. He wants you to give him your life and accept him as your saviour. Of course, this message is also directed to the parents. When Jesus was on earth, he said on one occasion, "Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." That's what he said. What he meant was we must accept what the Bible says about him with all the trust of a little child. You mothers here today, you know what that means. You know all about the trust of a little child. It's incredibly wonderful, isn't it? Those of you who have older children, you know only too well what it means. You watch your children grow from childhood to adulthood, and how their attitude changes. from little children who placed their childhood trust in everything you said and did, they grow up to be teenagers who question everything. Not that you have any quarrel with that, because that's normal, that's healthy. It shows your son or daughter is becoming an adult and is asserting their independence, which is preparing them to make their own way in life. So as I said, we would have no other way. But it does allow me to make my point, because it illustrates the difference between childlike trust and the questioning, sometimes cynical, mind of the adult. And this is why Lord Jesus referred to the qualities of a child in relation to people entering the kingdom of heaven. He was saying to become Christians, we must accept what the Bible says with all the trust of a little child. You see, the problem with so many people when they think about coming to God is that they want to come their own way. They want to come as their adult minds tell them to come. They forget that when they approach God, they should do so with the simple trust and obedience of a little child. Anyway, happy Mother's Day. And may you mothers here this morning experience that greatest happiness of all, that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, which begins with being born again. My earnest prayer today is that that will happen to you, and that will mean that you will have the happiest of all Mother's Days. Thank you very much.